scores!
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Casper, welcome to Teal Talk. And as we talk about the Barracuda season, it's kind of mirrored exactly what the Sharks went through. October, rough start, not as many wins as you'd want, but November, this team kind of really found itself. What happened in November?
I think we had a good road trip, a little longer road trip. We really did some stuff together and really got close with each other. And I feel like that's it's a big part, playing better together on the ice too. And figured it out there, our systems and stuff like that, our PK and power play got better. So a lot of reasons, but I think biggest part is just like getting closer with each other and having fun.
You had a super long playoff run last year in the OHL. Do you already start here in December? Do you start to say, I think this Barracuda team is a playoff team and I want this team to be a playoff team? Do you start already aiming for that now, or can you really only look at it a week or two in advance?
Yeah, I mean, for sure, like, that's the goal. That's our plan, that we want to be there and play there and, go far. But, like, obviously, you do just got to go, right. One day at a time and focus on the next game and every day in practice. For sure, that's the goal, and that's the main focus over there.
You're too old for World Juniors now, right? So, does it make this season a little bit easier to digest knowing that you're just here in San Jose and Barracuda, maybe Sharks, but it's all going to kind of be right here? It's not London, it's not San Jose, it's not a combination of all that.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, knowing that this is the place that I'm gonna be this year, and it's an honor, and it's always pleasure to put that jersey, that national team jersey on, and I wouldn't mind playing another tournament, to be honest, especially coming short last year, still hurts every day, but it's a lot mentally too, that tournament. You're representing your whole country, and there's a lot of pressure and all that stuff. So now I can just focus being on here and not having any traveling or any new camps or anything like that. So it's easier that way.
When people say somebody's got a heavy shot, and they say that about you, what do you think that means? Is that simply velocity of the puck? Is that the timing of it? Is that one timing it? Like, what does a heavy shot mean to you?
For me, it's heavy shot means like just, heavy shot is pretty much
putting a lot of weight behind it.
A lot of good technique too. Yeah. It's important. And using your stick, kind of let the stick do some work for you too. That's a big thing for me. Kind of shoot pucks every day and getting the shot heavy.
There's an art to it.
Powerful. It's definitely a lot of different things. I feel like heavy shot, you got to get it off quick too. That's a big part too.
Well, and accuracy, right? What good is a shot if it's not on net? So there is a combination of strength and muscle behind a shot and technique to your point. But if you don't put it on net, right? Like, how about that part of it?
I mean, I think there's a big difference between heavy shot and a good shot.
Good shot,
or
yeah.
Great shot.
Right.
I want to have a great shot, which means that you got to have everything in there. Accuracy and speed, heaviness, all that stuff together. So trying to work on getting the pucks on net more and get it off them quicker.
What's your flex?
I use 82 with a little extension on top.
Yeah.
So it's probably just under 80, maybe.
Yeah. So you really are trying to use that stick to do some work for you, like on a one-timer. when Jack Thompson scored the teddy bear toss goal the other night, few people get to be on the ice when that happens, right? A lot of people here at Tech CU, but what's that like when all of a sudden the game is literally halted and that happens?
Yeah, I mean, it's fun, swimming through those teddy bears and all that, but yeah, I think it's just, you just gotta kind of start it over again, especially when it happens that fast. So, you know, you just gotta kind of, after we're done, you just gotta put that away and start focusing on the next shift.
It's like a good 5 minutes at least, I want to say, right?
Oh, probably
like,
even more.
Like, because they do their best.
Yeah.
But then people keep throwing them, and then there's, there's a lot to collect, like several thousand teddy bears on the ice. It's really impressive. How much are you following Sam Dickinson this year? And obviously you guys have such a history and a background together. How much are you following, like, what he's doing and what he's encountering, and how much he's probably learning in the NHL at that level?
I mean, I think he's playing great. Yeah. He's doing a great job out there. You know, obviously watching a lot of the Sharks games and watching him a lot. So just really proud of him, what he's doing. And, you know, obviously coming from London together, it's really, really wonderful to see what he's doing right now.
Is there something to be gained by him going through that? Can you learn from that? Are you guys communicating at all? Are you keeping in touch?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we both have a tight schedule.
Right, right.
But, you know, I obviously watch him, how he's growing his game more to, you know, how the pro game, what it is and what do you got to do out there to, you know, be a player that he is. And, you know, I just every game I'm seeing more of what he did in London and how great of a player he is.
Yeah. Well, it's a challenging jump, right? And especially at his age, I agree with you. I think he's doing well. I just think it's interesting to learn from somebody else going through it. Like, hopefully soon you'll get to go through that exact same thing. You know, here at the Barracuda, the schedule is such that there are some midweek games, but there's a lot of midweek practice sessions like today. It's a Monday, by the way, as we're recording this. And you have these development days. Can you explain what a development day is and how that's different from a regular practice session?
Yeah, I feel like it's more like individual work. You do some skill things that you normally in normal practice you don't do that much, and all kind of, you know, puck protection, wall work, shooting, all that kind of stuff. So I think they're really good, especially for us first young guys. It's good to, you know, get the habits right and you know, really get better at those things.
It's crazy. You guys have a coach out there that looks just like Patrick Marleau, like almost identical. What type of things can he pass along to somebody like yourself?
Well, I mean, he played a couple games in the show, so he might have
just a few.
He might have a thing or two.
Are they simple things? Are they things that you would expect to hear from him? Are you surprised by when he gives you a tip or advice?
I think they're mostly pretty simple things. You know, I mean, it's just the stuff that you got to be really good at when you go out there, you know, wall work, you know, all that stuff that we're working on, you know, every Monday here in development day. So, yeah, I mean, it's a great to have that kind of guy out there with us, you know, really, really trying to get everything that I can from him, all the things that, you know, he's teaching us. So it's really great.
Couple more things. When you look at this season for you and the steps that you're trying to take, is it simply results at the end of the day? Is it stats? Is it goals? Is it points that you're looking at? Or can you see things in your game where you are knowing that you're getting better and you are making the right steps?
Yeah, I think it's not all in the stat sheet. It's a lot over and, you know, all the that, you know, we talked about wall work, puck protection, playing good in the D zone, being, you know, response. The coaches can trust you being responsible and that kind of stuff. I feel like that's the biggest part. And obviously, the off ice stuff too, to kind of become faster, stronger, all that kind of stuff. So I think obviously when you do those stuff and you get better at those things, it might show in the stat sheet too. The
puck
you're going in more, you get more chances and stuff. But I think it all starts from, you know, doing those little things, right?
Absolutely. And so how much feedback do you get? And I imagine at this level, you want to hear all the feedback you can, right? I mean, some people in their job and their work, it's like they don't want to hear about it from somebody else. But you are wanting to hear that feedback because it might be the things that get you to the next level, right?
Yeah, I mean, after every game, even in practice, after some drills, you know, there's Hags, J-Mac, coaches, yep. I give you feedback of, you know, what I can do better. We watch a lot of videos after games, and they really help me to, you know, get those habits right. And it's mostly those things that we work on every day. And then obviously there's some good stuff when you do the things right. They want to show you that, you know, you're doing good with this thing. And it's good to have that feedback come in almost every day. Kind of know where you're at and what you gotta, you know, get better at.
Last thing, and I don't want us to get too far ahead of ourselves here, but it's got to be the obvious, right? That you must sit there and think about what someday it'll be like to be a Shark, to get to the NHL. Like, that's what everybody's here for. There's no hiding that. How do you balance, I can't wait for that, versus being present in the moment? I know, you know, Coach Warsawski with the NHL team is saying, just be where your feet are all the time. It's got to be tough for you to do both, to be where you're at, but also to not daydream about what could be and what will be.
I think for me, I try to think about it this way, that it's a part of the journey that, you know, we're all here,
right?
We get better. And then when you are here every day working on and off the ice, you have that in your mind that, you know, why are you here? That's a big thing for me, you know, like when it gets hard, you just remember that, you know, someday this might turn into a,
right,
you know, a good thing. So, I mean, just to have that goal in your mind every day, but still, you know, like, this is part of the journey, and you gotta work hard to get there.
All right, Casper, I appreciate the time. Thanks for this.
Thank you.
Best of luck this season.
Thank you. Appreciate it.